Welcome to season 2 of the Effortless Mom Podcast, where we provide actionable tips to make cleaner eating and healthier living feel effortless. Now today, girl, this is going to be a little doozy of an episode, but it is definitely worth it, especially if you have an ear to hear. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy every bit of this episode. And yes, I am looking forward to communicating with all of you, all my social media outlets, Instagram and TikTok as Coach Yehudith, and Facebook, Loving My Temple. So today we're going to be focusing on emotional eating. And sis, the struggle is real. I think all of us, to some degree, struggle with emotional eating. Some of us struggle with it and we don't realize it because we think of it as stress eating, and we think of it as boredom eating. We think of it in ways that it makes it related to a negative thing, when actually emotional eating is responses to emotions. It's the way that we were taught to eat over time, especially in Black and Hebraic communities, because it ties back to our bondage, it ties back to our struggles, it ties back to generational trauma that was passed down and was not properly addressed. One of those main reasons, because food tastes, ooh, it's tasty, and we like what we like, and we're used to protecting what we love, what we value, what we put high in our lives, whatever we deem as highly worthy, we protect it at all costs. And for many of us, food became our Allah, our God, our Elohim, however how you want to paint it. And so we have to address the why. Why are we protecting it? Why is it a God to us? Why? So many whys. And let's start here. We're going to look at Hosea 4 and 6. Just to summarize, my people are lost for a lack of knowledge. We lack the knowledge of the why. Why is it personal to us? Why do we need to prioritize this and make this important? For me, though I've been on the healthy eating track for about 12 years now, like with intention, this year is the first year that I've made a clear decision, actionable steps, and am fighting with all my might to be healed from emotional eating. And the reason for that is that Abba, Yahuwah, he's given me instructions on how he wants me to eat and how he wants me to go higher spiritually, and how my body reacts when I eat foods that aren't great for me versus, you know, when they are great for me, and what that actually does to my body, what it does to my prayer life, what it does to how I praise him. You know, does it energize me and make me feel open to receive from him, or does it make me feel sluggish? Does it give me headaches? Do I feel sick? Really paying attention and stop making excuses for why I feel the way I feel. Stop making excuses that was passed down, like the itis and all that. Or saying, like, you know, it's just this one time, when I know it's not. I know it's not. But I keep doing it. And even though they may be healthier treats, better ingredients, you know, not eating different fast foods that I used to years and years and years ago, it's still not fully serving me in the capacity that I'm supposed to be doing for this temple. So then that also goes to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Our bodies are supposed to be a temple for the Ruach HaKodesh. Scripture says that we have the kingdom within, that this, we have the essence of Elohim within us, that he breathed life into us according to Genesis, right? So if we understand this, why do we keep defiling the temple that he gave us and making excuses for why we do it? Just because it's not a pig don't mean that it's not defiling it. And I'm going to get to it, don't worry. But when it comes to this, we have to really think about this. We make excuses because it's like, it's a toxic cycle, right? And there's a couple ways we make excuses. One, we were taught these excuses. We learn poor behaviors and we continue going down those poor behavior tracks because this all we know is what we know and we're comfortable with that. But that comfort is what's harming us. That comfort is keeping us in toxic cycles. And if we truly desire to make a change, we have to accept that our excuses and looking at how mom and them and all them ate is not going to help us to get out of these toxic cycles that we've accepted as normal. And one key takeaway is that excuses is just a way to protect your trauma. In the sense of emotional eating, think of it as a toxic, narcissistic spouse that's gaslighting you to believe that your poor eating habits isn't really that bad. If you have to justify your actions with excuses, think about it as your subconscious is telling you that it actually is that bad and you need to listen to it. Why are we trying to protect our eating habits? It's because it attacks what we know. It attacks our safe place. And so when that is being attacked, our natural response is to say, no, I'm fine. You don't know. And, you know, we may get an attitude. We may not. We may laugh it off. We may make a joke. But really what we're doing is that we don't want to let go of that fleshly thing that ties us to the flesh. We don't want to let that go because we're comfortable with it. But emotional eating is like a boa constrictor. If you don't know what that is, you know, you may not be well versed in snakes, but it's a type of snake. And what they do with their prey, for one of them, is that they will wrap their bodies around them and they will tighten them. And it kind of resembles a hug, right? But what happens is when their prey, they breathe in and they breathe out and they tighten their grip. And then they tighten and they tighten. Until that prey is crushed and breathless. So when we're looking at it like this, the deeper you take a breath to relax, the deeper you get into, okay, it's nighttime, I really want some chips, you know, I'm bored, or I'm feeling peckish, or, you know, I'm stressed out right now, I need something, or I need some sugar, you know, I want some junk. You know, these things, all these things, you are giving into that boa constrictor, but this one is persuasive, right? It's very sneak-like. And it's taking you to your grave. Say a lot on that. And please understand, when I say you, I don't mean you, right? It's just painting the picture of if you were in this situation, right? Because we all have these moments. We all have something that is keeping us from taking that one step further. And I'm always looking at myself on this, right? But it's something that really helped me get to a place to where I strive to be better and to be free. And I'm excited for this next journey. And I want you to feel excited too. But we had to rip the Band-Aid off, right? So when we're looking at this, I love giving actionable steps on how to actually analyze what's going on, what to do, how to do it, so that we can be successful, because those are the actual tips to make it feel effortless. Tip number one. First, understanding that emotional eating is a sign that there's a void in your well-being. If you're having emotional eating responses, it's a sign that something is missing, that you've put emotional eating in the place of something that should be there. Whether it would be going into scripture, spending time with Yahuwah, whether it be talking to a person, healing, being honest. The only way that you'll be able to identify what that void is to actually look at, okay, I see that I'm about to eat. Why? Okay. For example, I'm feeling stress. Okay, you're feeling stress. Why are you about to eat? What are you stressed out about? Okay, you identify what you're stressed out about. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to pray? Are you going to talk to a wise counsel? Someone that can help you through it? These are ways to identify and figure out what to do next. And if it's not clear, that's okay. Pray about it. Yahuwah will give it to you. He will help you. Deliverance is the children's bread, right? So if you remember that, if you remember that deliverance is something that you are supposed to have, then pray about it so you can get it. And then the next thing that I know I fell on, and a lot of us do it, is obey the instructions given. Don't make excuses on how to go back. Obey the instructions given and look at it as a stepping stone towards a new lifestyle. It may be an eating habit change, a consecration, a fast for a season, but we shouldn't make excuse to go backwards. We have to look at it as, how can we go forward? How can we make the shifts, make the moves to be successful moving forward, right? So by doing that, it's going to help us to have the right mindset and going in, that the next step afterwards is to not turn around. And then when you do that, you're going to reap the rewards, and you're going to be really, really happy that you did. You just got to stick with it, keep running forward. And also, please don't forget to give yourself grace. There are going to be moments to where you may slip up. You may not be happy that you ate a certain way. Maybe you ate a little too much. Maybe, you know, whatever that maybe is. Give yourself grace. As long as you keep moving forward, as long as you identify and set parameters to not fall again, you're going to succeed. It's just going to take time. This is a journey, not a race. So we're going to work on this together and support each other and really see the results with being honest that it's okay if I make a mistake. I gotta keep moving. And please look at it as mistakes. If you look at it as it's all right, then you're never going to shift. But if you realize that it's not okay, then you'll be able to set the parameters because you love yourself. Because as a Proverbs 31 woman, you know that you're worth more than rubies. You are more valuable. So you're going to take those steps to value you more. And you set those parameters so that when you're in a space to where you can indulge a little bit, you know that you are strong enough to not mess yourself up. Go completely backwards because you had cake or some ice cream or some chips or whatever the case may be, right? So it may be stricter in the beginning, but it will pay off to where you can have balance, to where you can eat in a way that is pleasing to Alua. I just want to encourage you to be mindful that it may be a while, because he may call you to eat a stricter diet for a long time. He may not, but you got to be willing. Willingness, and it's going to really help. It will pay off, I promise. So another thing when we're looking at it is, one of the reasons that it's difficult for us to let go of emotional eating is that it's not connected to our core values. A lot of us, including myself, are like, I want to look better, I want to feel better, I want to be stronger, man, I miss my old body before children, man, and you fill in the blank. But what's happening is that that's a surface thing. It doesn't hit us to our core. It doesn't hit us in that place that if we even think of failing, it hurts us. We need to get to that space because that is where change will happen. And I'm gonna share how it looks like. For myself, just recently, now Yahuwah has been calling me higher in how he wants me to eat, how he wants me to grow in this season, to walk in the mantle he's given me. And it was just this past prayer time that our leader, Armalek, he said, well, I can't fully remember what he said, to be honest, but he was talking about how we connect to the essence, the core of Alua, of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah brought it back to my remembrance of how he wanted me to eat, how he wants me to focus. He tied my spiritual growth to, I need to shift these eating habits because it's hindering me from making moves that I want to. Probably because I'm staying up later than I should or desire to, or because it makes me feel groggy and drained, or it's causing me to get sick, you know, whatever the case may be. He was tying it back. And for me, one, integrity is huge, right? Like, I want to be integral in every area of my life, including how I'm eating and how I'm working in Yahuwah. And though I'm not perfect yet, I'm definitely making stronger intentional moves to grow. But the other thing is, I desire to be with my Abba so closely that I can smell his breath. I won't be close. It is a value of mine to be a daughter that he says that's my heart. You know, that is a woman after my own heart. You know, like, I want him to be proud of me. And with that, if he's giving me instructions, I want to follow them. So for me, that hit core values for me, because I want to honor my father and my mother, and he's my father, right? So what is it for you? When you make it personal and you identify how it hits you to your core, that is going to make it so much easier for you to make those shifts and keep those shifts for long term and not yo-yo, okay? The last thing that I really want to impress upon you is that understand how valuable you are. You healing from emotional trauma, from emotional eating, from just any kind of trauma that you've had. It is so important, because whether you have children or not, there are people watching you that are inspired by you, that are motivated when they see you succeeding, that validate their actions based off of what you do. Now, granted, you are not in control of their actions and attitudes, but if Yahuwah will put you in a place of influence in somebody's life, he wants you to model what he wants to see. So whatever it is, whatever kind of influence you have, make sure that every area that you are influencing is pure, is the way Yahuwah wants you. So I highly recommend taking it to prayer. Really ask Abba, how do you want me to move in this area? How do you want me to eat in this season? How do you want me to function so that the people you send my way sees what you want to see, that they see you when they look at me? We can't continue to separate Yahuwah from our eating habits. He's at the core of it, because he is our shepherd. A shepherd, they do everything for their sheep. They supply everything. They will fight wolves. They will fight lions. They will fight. We saw that in scripture with Dawid. Like, he was explaining to King Shlomo that, Saul, that he fought off lions and stuff to protect the sheep. Like, he knows how to fight. Well, Yahuwah is our shepherd. We shall not lack, right? That's what it says in Psalms 23. So if we believe that, then we have to believe that he's going to bat for you. And anyone that goes to bat for you like that, the way he does, with the knowledge that he has, means that you are incredibly valuable. And someone that understands what's in the food today, that's so different from how our parents, our grandparents, and so forth, back how they've eaten food. If we understand that, then we have to understand that when we're eating things that are not pleasing to him, that when we're making excuses and putting our desires over his desires, it hurts, right? Because it would hurt any father. So it's just being mindful of that to stop cutting him out, to stop fighting him, to stop making our flesh a god over him, and really take those shifts to be better. I know this is a little weighty, but I pray that you found a lot of great meat in this. I love the phrase, eat the meat and spit out the bones. And I pray the same for you. Whatever applies to you, I pray that you take that to prayer, and that you allow Yahuwah to guide you on that, to take you further in your nutritional journey. And whatever it doesn't, I pray it goes out. But if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with everyone that you hold dear. So that way we can really make shifts in our community and create healthier habits that brings forth a better, healthier, stronger generation, emotionally balanced, and have the right approach to food, that when we feast, that when we're together for our feast days, that nothing of the flesh is there, that we're only focused on spiritual things, and we're focused on just enjoying the moment without trauma being included. Okay, I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening. And please don't forget to follow me on social media, Coach Yehudith on Instagram and TikTok, Loving My Temple on Facebook. And please go to lovingmytemple.com and sign up for the Nourish and Thrive community. I would love for you to join this free community. That's just where we can support each other, that we can give actionable tips in real time, answer questions, and just really grow together and be a part of the health journey and just getting over emotional eating together, because this is something that it happens in stages. It's kind of like a Ruka healing, you know, it's continuous, but it's worth it. It helps us and helps our children. So I really want to see you all there, and I look forward to connecting and meeting you all. I love you, and I bid you shalom, sis.